USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Iran's president has issued a warning to America, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
President Hassan Rouhani saying his nation has plans ready to go if President Trump does pull out of the 2015 nuclear deal that was struck between Iran and six major powers and grants sanctions relief in exchange for Iran putting the brakes on its nuclear development. While the president suggested he might pull out of the deal, his newest legal advisor Rudy Giuliani yesterday indicated in a speaking engagement that it's already been decided.
What do you think is going to happen to that agreement?
In a speech on state TV, the Iranian president says America will regret leaving the deal.
The volcanic activity in Hawaii is not expected to stop anytime soon. Volcanologist Gina Neal tells KHON.
We see no slowdown in activity. Our seismic and geodetic data coming from the region still indicate magma accumulating.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn-Root here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. GetTheTea.com.
President Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, did not rule out today on ABC's This Week that the president could plead the Fifth Amendment in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
How can I ever be confident of that? When I'm facing a situation with the president and all the other lawyers are, in which every lawyer in America thinks he'd be a fool to testify.
Giuliani says if the president does testify, he wants the Hillary Clinton treatment. No under oath, only a Q&A, and they get the questions in advance. The FDA and FTC are warning that kids can get ill or even die if they mistakenly ingest e-liquids from e-cigarette products. Arizona doctor Frank Lovaccio says liquid nicotine is being sold in packages that look like candy containers.
Most of those reservoirs carry about two packs of cigarettes, and if it only takes one or two cigarettes to kill a child, you know, you have quite a few that can die from just a little bit of liquid.
13 companies have received warning letters from the FDA and FTC saying their products are misleadingly labeled or advertised. But manufacturers claim they have childproof packaging and strict guidelines to avoid selling to minors. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Senator John McCain's battle with brain cancer has kept him away from Washington since last December. Today, his son-in-law, Ben Domenech, told CBS's Face the Nation that McCain is talking, he's chatty, and he's walking around.
This is a terrible disease, and we appreciate all of the support that we've been given by a lot of different folks who've come out and met with him over the past couple of weeks. The family is very thankful for that and thankful for all the prayers.
People protesting the fatal police shooting of an unarmed man by Sacramento police in March blocked traffic in front of California's state fairgrounds yesterday, leading some drivers to confront the protesters.
I'm hostage. That's not right. And if I run somebody down like some damn crazy folks in these other southern states, then I'd be liable.
Linda Dotson was driving through the area and says she supports Black Lives Matter, but was frustrated with protesters blocking traffic. A car sped away after plowing into five people, killing one while they were standing on an Eisenhower Expressway exit ramp after a cab they were in broke down, according to the Illinois State Police. The car hit the people sometime before 4:45 this morning on the ramp just east of Holman Avenue in the Fifth City neighborhood on the west side. One person was pronounced dead at the scene. The four others were taken to area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. A giraffe has killed a South African filmmaker who was on assignment at a wildlife facility northwest of Johannesburg. The Chicago Tribune reports the filmmaker was struck by the giraffe when it swung its neck and knocked him over while he was filming. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.